This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It is the 6th of April, 2019, a beautiful, beautiful day, sitting here with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. Well, let me tell you, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and by far the most informative radio show on Earth. Probably at least a three-hour show for sure, other than the alien shows, which are by far the best shows on Earth, especially late at night when you're not thinking straight. And those are just, I love the alien shows.
If they do the alien shows and then they throw in like an infomercial, so you get the alien shows and then the set it, forget it infomercial where you can cook a turkey and bacon and also clean your socks or something like that. Do all of that. I'm probably going to buy it. You know, it's
I have a little bit of Radio Law Talk mixed in with an alien show.
Oh, that, you know,
or are we an alien show?
Well, you know, and think about this here.
So that's the question.
We talk about attorneys. All attorneys on the show are licensed in the state of California. I wonder if, you know, we might be licensed to practice on Delta Gamma 5, some distant planet way out there, you know.
I'm sure we have reciprocity, so, you know, we're admitted in California, we can be admitted there.
I worked with some lawyers that I believe are aliens.
That was aliens. A spaceship, too.
Okay.
I believe some lawyers I've worked with are aliens.
I have worked with my fair share of, you ain't from this planet, are you, boy, kind of attorneys. So,
Your Honor, he's not from this planet. Can you please go with my ruling? Hey, 855 Law Radio, if you want to call us today, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Thank you, Cal, our illustrious 3-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner producer.
Thank you.
Behind the screen, taking care of the little buttons, pressing buttons. And thank you back, Dallas. Our headquarters are back in Dallas. I never say thank you to, actually, Chris is back there playing with the board back there. We love Radio Law Talk. We love those behind the scenes. We love everybody that helps us. Thank you, USA Radio, that is kind of the mothership that helps carry us. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel.
Did you just refer to Dallas as the mothership after talking about the alien show?
Of course.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yep. Yes.
Fred, you're saying too much.
And the conspiracy deepens.
It does.
All right, the stepmothership.
The stepmother, yeah, that's much better.
Is that better?
Denise said, now that's something I can get behind.
Yeah, I understand that concept.
That's a family law.
Speaking of something getting behind, today we're going to talk about a lawsuit where a man no longer, the judge is going to hold that a man may no longer be able to make love to his wife. And so I think that's an important case we need to talk about, especially I think that what happened prior to the case is, I don't know if his lawyer properly laid the foundation. And
Sorry. Talk about judicial overreach.
But, well, you know, prior to the case, that's what you have to do. So we're going to discuss that and see.
Does that mean he gives him permission to step outside the marriage?
I say nothing.
We're going to get into that and talk about
kind
it.
Kind of a weird thing.
No comment.
Be
prepared with the dump button on that one when we talk about that one, Cal. Don't forget. No more prosecutions in a Texas motorcycle gang case. That is an interesting case. We're going to talk about how 9 people die in this gang, you know, a fight, basically, motorcycle gang. And they're saying, 4 of the deaths, they believe, the ballistics show, were from the police bullets. And we're going to discuss that and what the ramifications. Lawsuits everywhere, civil lawsuits, 144 people arrested. And here's the interesting thing. $1.3 million spent on prosecuting all 144? No, one guy. And they're just like, Texas is going to go broke trying to prosecute this case. So He drops everything. The district attorney's office just dumped it all. Just dumped it all. We're going to talk about that. That's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about the frat pledge. The Penn State guys, they do plead. We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We got another Dodger Stadium assault. We're going to discuss that. Oh my gosh! If you wear Giants or anything else and you go to the Dodger Stadium, beware. That's all I've got to say. And the farting boss. We will talk about flagellant bosses. There is an actual case of. It's an assault if you go in and release flagellants in the actual room or office of a coworker that you don't like. I'm not quite sure. I think if you're older over 80, you get a pass, but under 80 years old, I'm not quite sure.
Call it what you will. You crop dust, Dutch oven, you do whatever you do, and apparently we're going to find out whether or not that's assault.
And even went up to the appellate court. This is true.
I mean, look, the first three letters of the word assault ought to give you a heads up that this applies.
Judge sitting on the bench going, oh, excuse me, just a minute.
Yes. I guess this guy, like, it's not once, it's like five or six times a day. What is his deal? I think he needs to see a doctor. This is not an assault issue.
Employing the well-known pull-my-finger defense. And,
dumb enough to do that.
You know something's up when the response to the appeal also has a set of matches. You know, please light a match before reading this appeal here, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Todd, I don't get it.
Okay, I bet you don't.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the Patriots owner, Mr. Kraft. I think he's going to get off, my friend.
I think he did. That's why he's in trouble.
They already did. That's the problem.
Is this April Fool's or what are we doing?
Cal, I'm giving you knuckles right around, man. The same joke.
I will tell you this. The guys are really tired of being restrained by me, and they're really glad you're back.
All I gotta say is, Todd and Cal did the. Those of you who don't see our studio, there's just a glass between the two offices, and Cal's back there, and they bumped fist through the glass.
Yes, he did. The good old knuckles fist bump there because we both came up with the same joke.
Well, I'm getting to the point. I think the Patriots owner, Mr. Kraft, may get off on a technicality, and I think. After I reviewed I think he might win.
You know what? That's a good question. We have another Johnny Depp case, don't we?
No. Of course we do. We always have a Johnny Depp case. There's always a Johnny Depp case going on. That and Weinstein. Okay, let's see. Do we have any things to talk about this week, Cal? No, we're kind of low. We'll just pull Johnny Depp and Weinstein out because we know there's more. Oh, wait, there's got to be an Avenatti case.
Yeah, Google. If you Google, that sounds like a law firm. Avenatti, Weinstein, and Google.
Oh, wait, no.
Avenatti who?
Avenatti, Weinstein, and Depp. That sounds like a law firm.
Oh, that's a great
firm. And don't forget about Woody Allen.
What's going on, Woody?
Woody is in a major lawsuit against Amazon.
I want to talk about also the AAF. Who knows what Denise, I'm quizzing you right now.
No.
What is the AAF? I know, I'm just going to try to quiz you on that.
American Athletic Football?
Something like that. I don't know, Alliance. It's actually Alliance, American Alliance Football.
Oh, okay.
And it's like an NFL, like a minor league. It's shut down. Out of the blue.
Yeah, it was.
Out of the blue.
Oh, that was like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they had teams and stuff, and then it just like went away.
Yep. Yeah. And I guess what, we're going to talk about Charlie Rose again, too. Charlie Rose, that's an interesting case going on. We're going to have case or no case, which is the most exciting and important thing we ever do. Those of you who are first joining us, and thank you. We have a lot of new listeners. Case or no case is something that Cal is trying to trick us on. That's all I know, and we're trying to get points, and that's important. Remember, if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, we would love to talk to you about any of these cases or your case. Remember, if you want to seek real legal advice other than around the Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, you can quote Radio Law Talk hosts, but don't quote us in a court of law.
That's right.
Because you need to seek local counsel. So, again, 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And by the way, we're getting emails from people. You can email us at info@Radio Law Talk and join Denise, myself, Todd, and Cal right back after these messages.
You have found Radio Law Talk, and we appreciate that. You can hear us, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. And all of our old shows are available for podcast on RadioLawTalk.com.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Everybody loves case or no case. More than that, everybody loves Cal to stump the three lawyers. The non-lawyer trying to stump the three lawyers. That's what it's all about. If you want to If you want to be part of Radio Law Talk and be part of Case or No Case, remember, you don't have to go on the air. A lot of people say, I don't want to go on the air, but I want to be part of it. Well, just hashtag Case or No Case, or at, maybe a lot of people don't have Twitter, but if you want to tweet us at Radio Law Talk, but call 855-LAW-RADIO and go ahead and just tell Cal, and he'll tell us on the air, and you don't have to come through. So roll it, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Now that you're back, I can put in the Fred sounder
yes.
there. Fred.
I'm going to win.
All right. I'm going to take you now to the great state of Texas.
Ooh.
A couple moved from California to Texas. John James II, which we would normally call John Jr., but his parents wouldn't make that choice. And his wife, Sandra, or Sandy James, if you prefer, she was with child at the time that they moved. So nature took its course, and eventually they had a son together. And they said, let's name him John Jose James III. The state of Texas said, no, this name is unlawful. So this is a two-point case or no case. It is not whether a law firm law case was filed, but rather why the state of Texas would say no to a simple name like John Jose James III. Oh, by the way, after they proposed that name, put it on the paperwork, they said, well, let's take another run at this. And they wrote down John Jose James III, and the clerk said, okay, that's fine.
Wait a minute, the same name?
Same. Well, not exactly the same.
How is it different?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? So what is it?
Repeat it. Repeat that.
So they go and they want to name their child John Jose James III. And the state of Texas says, no. And they said, okay, well, how about John James Jose III? And they said, okay.
Okay.
So why would they say no to the first one? Why would they say yes to the second one? And Denise has a worried look on her brow, so I'm going to start with her.
Denise, of course you are.
Well, since you're ahead, you've got 32 points. Fred has 18.
Yeah, and you didn't give me a chance to even put some points at risk.
Yeah, and Todd has 20. Yeah, well, we have three of them. We'll put points at risk in the middle hour.
Okay.
So what do you think happened here? What's the deal?
John James, or John Jesse James.
John Jose James.
John, I can't even get that right.
The third.
Okay, well, the first time I think that they tried to get it, the parents tried to get it passed through, that it was going to be the third, meaning T-H-E, and then 3-R-D.
Okay.
The third.
Okay.
And the next time they just put the Roman numerals 3.
Okay.
And that was okay with Texas. The first one was not.
And why is that?
I don't know. This doesn't sound like a law question.
Oh, it is. I promise you it is. Mr. Penny?
I'll tell you right now.
Well, thank you.
It tells you, we had a listener one time email us, actually it was a couple weeks ago, and said, I like all of you guys, but Denise is so much smarter than the rest of you. Denise, I can't believe you nailed that first thing. That's exactly what I thought. I said, somehow it's the way the third was written. I think it's the opposite. I think they put Roman numeral 1, 2, 3 at first, and then they said, you can't do that, and they can't do Roman numerals as a name, and part of the name. They said, okay, T-H-E-T-H-I-R-D, right? The third. So I bet they did John Jose James T-H-E-T-H-I-R-D. Or maybe
so the opposite of what
G-U-R-D.
I said.
T-U-R-D.
Okay. That's a good guess, term. Too. But why? Why
you,
what was the law that kept him from naming him that the first one?
I'm not from Texas. I don't know.
Well, California has similar laws. You'll be interested
well,
to
Well, that's
know.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. But the thing is, it is a case, and it did happen, and they had to change it the way they wrote it out differently.
So you're saying they had to change it to actually writing out the third?
Or vice versa. One way or the other, they had to change the way it was written. Let's put it that way. Is that broad enough
that's
so I can get
that's
the point?
A pretty
that's
blanket
pretty
answer.
That's
need,
what I
need,
want.
I more
want
than
hey, I'm a lawyer. I know exactly. Your Honor, I think this is it.
I need more than that.
All right. Well, let me. Are we done?
No. The answer is I've never done.
Okay. All right.
Your Honor.
I can always think of a different.
Always say something else. I can if you want.
How proud you are.
Go ahead.
Okay, Cal. Let me. I I want to make sure that I didn't hear something that might have been a misstatement on your part.
To the ear, the names would be identical.
Okay. But the second time you went through it, you said that the first time they said it was John Jose James the Third.
Right.
And then they switched it to John James Jose the Third.
No, he's
no. No. I say they're identical to the ear.
Okay, they're identical to the
other
ear.
Other than your
right.
ear.
Right.
Okay, do we know what... And so the name that they're trying to get is John Jose James the Third.
The Third, correct.
What's John?
And the dad's name is the same, except his is the second.
Okay, so his name is the second. I'm going to agree then with Denise that they tried to spell out the third as opposed to using that, because that's what I have here. I wrote out the third. And I thought, see, I was going to outthink myself here, which is what gets me in trouble. I thought that you had reversed the names, and it was like, well, how can you be the third if the names are reversed? That
right,
it didn't match the father's name the first time, but it did the second time.
I tried to trick you, but I'm not that devious.
Okay, all right. I'm going to agree with Denise that the reason is you can't say the third, because that would just be, there's no suffix, you know, like when you say junior, senior, you know, the third, or the Roman numeral three, there's no the third, and people would think that's your last name if you put that on there.
But you're actually different than me, because I said the third with a new number.
You said
three
Roman numerals,
RD.
Right?
No, I said the third with a three RD.
I'm just going to say that the first part was not a Roman numeral, and the second time they did it, they got approved, it was a Roman numeral.
Okay.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Too late, Fred. Your answer.
Yeah, Fred, you're the opposite.
Nice try. It was a nice try. I'm going to give you that.
I said the right thing, which is it was written out wrong somehow. I'm being broad in general.
We're not going to let you get it.
Fred, you could say, was I not clear when I said I'm not done?
I'm sure the judge always told me. I didn't say I rest, Your Honor.
Yes.
I didn't say I rest.
My hand was still on the piece.
All right, we'll be back. We'll find out whether or not you have to write out the Roman numeral 3 or the letters.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion,
you
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump wants the leaders of Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to do more to prevent migrants from traveling to the U.S. But when asked by Fox News if he's considered a Northern Triangle summit, he said there's no need for one. Cutting into the three has gotten his message across.
We've done very well without the summit. They understand. We stopped. We're saving $550 million. Just for the last 4 days, it's been great. You see, that whole stream is drying up.
Trump also this week gave Mexico a one-year notice to address drug trafficking across the border and illegal immigration, threatening to slap auto tariffs on the country if it did not do enough to combat the rise in drugs and migrants coming into the U.S. The president also tells Fox and Friends the Russia investigation is all a big hoax the Democrats want to keep playing because they've done a lousy job. The CDC still doesn't know the source of an E. coli outbreak in Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia that's left at least 72 people ill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I think we should start a new thing on Radio Law Talk called
Radio Law Talk Behind the Scenes.
Cal's back there on a diet. He and I are on diet, and we're over there talking between the break. And he is. Okay, listen to this, guys. Picture this. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, sitting behind the glass,
that one,
and has beef jerky, and he's chewing it and spitting it in a napkin.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, I'm just saving calories that way.
So Cal is saving calories. That's, so he chooses, I can see him, oh, Donna, what a wonderful dinner. Oh, yeah. No. I thought you just had it. No, I'm just spitting it out.
He doesn't regurgitate it.
I'm only eating dinner and lunch and dinner.
Oh, okay.
So that's, you know, that's a long stretch by the time you have the dinner at 5 o'clock and then, you know, until the next day. So every once in a while.
The studio looks wonderful and smells like...
Ownership matters.
Smells like garlic and beef jerky.
886.
Chewed up beef jerky. It smells like chewed up beef jerky spit in a...
It just like looks like chewing tobacco.
Hey, I started doing meal prep to cut down. You know, you do all your cooking on one day, right?
Oh.
And then you. Although I may have cheated a little, I bought one of those family size lasagnas. So I got a family size lasagna.
I'm doing it all.
I put it in the oven. I cook it for 2 hours because that's better than put it in the microwave and all that. Pull it out, and I cut that thing into six different slices, put it in the little six Pyrex things, and I'm eating that thing all week.
Or did you eat all six?
No. I eat it one at a time, but that's my meal prep.
You don't eat salad or vegetables with it? Or
I have salad. Usually when I eat a salad, there's also a bun and a hamburger and a piece of cheese with it. But I'll eat a salad, everyone.
Take your victories where you can.
What is this, salad? What is this foreign food you're talking about?
I've been with him in the store before. The minute he hits the fresh fruit and vegetable aisle, I see him run with the cart through as fast as he can.
None of this is going to stick to me.
All right, Cal.
Just to remind you, a couple moved from California to Texas. John Jose James II, which would normally be Junior, but his parents said no. His wife, Sandra, she was with child. They had a baby. They wanted to name it John Jose James III. The state of Texas said no, so they came back and said, how about John James Jose III, and the state of Texas said yes. Now, Denise said the difference was, remind me, go ahead.
I said it when they did it the first time, they tried to use the number 3. So they said the third, 3RD. So T-H-E, and then the number 3RD.
Okay.
And that was rejected.
And I said they used the Roman numeral 3, which they couldn't, and then they said, forget it, I'm going to write out the third, T-H-E-T-H-I-R-D.
Okay.
And I said that the second time they used a Roman numeral, and the first time they did not, and that's why it was rejected.
He has to say what it was before that. Come on.
He said he spelled it out. He said the third.
The third. But my answer is the law, I'm going to say the law requires it just to be a Roman numeral, and they didn't use a Roman numeral.
Well, let me...
Or maybe it's not a case. None of us have even gone there.
Oh, that's so true.
For those of you who say this has to do with the logistics surrounding numbers, let's see by a raise of the hand.
Numbers,
that would be all three of you.
Numbers?
Yeah, whatever. The logistics surrounding numbers, whether you're... okay, well, you're all correct about that. However, let me tell you that Fred didn't get any points. Denise only got 1 out of 2.
Wait a minute.
And Todd only got 1 out of 2. And let me tell you what. You left out half of the equation. On Jose, on the first one, they had an accent, a diacritical marking. And that is also against the law in Texas. You may not have any numbers like 2, 3, 4. They have to be either spelled out or Roman numerals.
Well, I'm right there.
Either one. And you can not have any diacritical markings of any sort. In a name in Texas.
What's a diacritical?
Well, like if you know how you have the German O with the two little dots over the top,
okay.
Or an accent mark, or
like,
an underscore.
Like the word Pena versus Pena.
Right.
You have that little...
Got it.
Yeah.
By the way, Cal, I heard it, and we can play it back. You said it has to be or spelled out. I said they could have written
third. 1 point for you.
Thank you. I said the right thing.
So all of you got 1 point out of a possible 2 because you did not think of the diacritical marking on Jose.
That's a diacritical distinction.
It's the law. And California, by the way, has similar laws. Most states have a limit on the length of the name.
Right.
Very few states, but there are some, that will allow you to pretty much put anything up there that you want, except I have not yet found a state that will allow someone to use the name baby boy or baby girl. And there are many people in Louisiana and other places where they would try to use baby girl, and so many, in fact, that the state actually made that against the law in Louisiana. So it's just interesting how a state's come up with these things. Well, we have a computer system. We can't make diacritical markings because our Microsoft Word doesn't make them easily, so we're not going to let you use them. It's just against the law.
You know how you get around baby girl? You say baby female.
You would think so. Yeah. Anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Case or no case?
I thought it was pretty good. Fred's looking at me like, you're a loser, Cal.
Yeah,
if this was an Emmy Award-nominated bit, you would lose again.
Now I know why. He's 3-time nominee, never a winner. You know the dogs, when you blow a whistle and they turn their head? That's what I did.
Raggy?
The Pavlovian response? Yes.
Well, let's divest ourselves down to Texas. We're talking about Texas. This is interesting. There's a number of motorcycle gangs in Texas. Like in California and other states, there's a lot of gangs, but they're not necessarily, quote, motorcycle gangs. But there's two motorcycle gangs, one called the Cossacks,
Cossacks,
and one, the Bandidos. I've heard of the Bandidos. And the Bandidos are probably one of the biggest gangs in Texas area. They're in New Mexico. They're in a number of places. And apparently they show up to this nice restaurant out in the parking area called the Twin Peaks Restaurant parking lot. And this is, what, 2015? And they want to apparently chit-chat. Let me say it again. Chit-chat. And so they want, apparently.
You've got to say it like you're in Texas. We want to chit-chat. Yeah.
We just come chit-chat. And apparently there was actually text from the leader of the Bandidos that said, what was the thing? Quote, bring your tools. And so they texted a number of their members and said, bring your tools. Now, me, I'm driving up in my new Mercedes and bringing a shovel. So is that what he meant, you think, Cal? Or did
guns,
he...
chains, oh, knives, okay. You name
apparently
it.
Apparently that means
brass knuckles.
Yeah. Bring whatever, but
what's
don't...
the thing that you do?
Nunchucks.
Like nunchucks.
Yeah.
Because those are usually illegal, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yes. And they're brutal. Yeah. Yeah.
Usually illegal?
Well, in California, they are.
But anyway, I guess it says, quote, leave your women at home, too. So they show up, and apparently they're discussing. There's an issue as to what started the fight. The first issue was, it was over whether or not this other gang, the Bandidos apparently have the Texas flag on, and this other gang, the Cossacks.
Cossack.
I don't know.
It's a Russian riding horseback soldier.
Oh,
a Cossack.
Okay, yeah. Cossacks. Anyway, the Cossacks apparently.
They're Russians?
I think so. I could be wrong, but
okay.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. I saw that. You see that? I saw their symbol. It's kind of it's an interesting symbol if you want to look it up. It's of a guy holding a big old huge machete. It's scary looking. But anyway, so.
With the slogan, bring your tools.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm kidding.
Apparently it was either over that about a flag, or it's an issue of whether or not one individual ran over the foot of another individual. You see, George back on up. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
All said, bam, 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 bam. So apparently fight broke out, shots, knives, and apparently one issue that occurred was, there it is, the police, the issue with the police, they couldn't handle it. There's over 144 individuals, apparently, approximately, and the police just kind of stood back and started shooting also. Melee occurred, and all they did is they basically went out. And after it all broke up, went out and just arrested a number of people
were everybody.
Just pretty much everybody.
It was like 177 people arrested.
Just arrest everybody, including those in the restaurant. If they had any type of a motorcycle apparel on, it's like we're just doing a broad sweep and getting everybody. Is that what they do, Todd?
Well, apparently in Texas they do. It was the roundup.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what was done and why they dropped all the cases except one, which, by the way, they lost. That is the state of Texas. And Todd, our former prosecutor, is going to discuss the legal issues about the criminal case. Because, you know, this is expensive. $1.3 million just to prosecute one case that they lost on a 10-2. That's not including the appeal to the appellate court or the Supreme Court, what's going to happen.
Yep. Hey, call in 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Banditos and Cossacks. So we're talking about this big fight that went on. Todd has a little bit of more history on it that's interesting.
Yeah, so of this, you know, we talked about 177 people were arrested on the night of, and even though they only went to trial, and I believe they tried him twice against Christopher Carrizal, he was the president of the Dallas Banditos chapter. So it was the Banditos versus the Cossacks, these two biker gangs, and they prosecuted Carrizal because he was the president of the Dallas chapter of the Banditos. Now, look, the other bikers were indicted, but as of May of 2018, up to 126 of those had been dismissed by the judge because they were indicted on rioting charges, and they just couldn't rise to the level. In a case like this,
the cost, think of it, they individually, each one of them, Todd,
yes,
gets their own trial.
That's right. Each person gets their own trial, or, you know, you could attempt to try people together, because sometimes co-defendants are tried together, but if they have different defenses, if you're using one person's statement for another, you could do the trial there, but each defendant is entitled to their own jury in some cases. How are you going to see 150 different 12-person jury? It's just, it's a nightmare. And so I get why they focused for going to trial on the president. And here's why. If the case is all about this witness says this about that person, this is going to be a nightmare because you've got two different biker gangs and who knows who's credible. But the evidence that they thought they had against Carrizal wasn't testimonial evidence. It was documentary evidence in the form of his text messages. Now that, to send a text message, it doesn't rely too much on credibility of what one witness said they saw. It requires a technician to come in and say, downloaded his phone, saw these words that he sent to the rest of his gang, and what were the words? Fred talked about them. It was, bring your tools. Okay, so telling
him, I'm going to work on the motorcycle.
Yes, bring your tools, and then the other one was leave your women at home. Mm-hmm. And so your whole case here rests on whether those two texts rise to the level of inciting a riot. And the question here is, you can't really view it from the back end to say, well, of course it did, because look what happened. No, you've got to look at those words to say, are those words in and of themselves objectively, meaning regardless of the outcome, would somebody look at those and say, oh my gosh, he is saying bring a fight? Because I got news for you. Here's one interpretation for bring your tools and leave your women at home. It could be, I know we're a family show, but it could be because we're going to go out chasing girls. Why bring your women if we're all going to go out carousing? Right. And bring your tools, cologne, whatever. It could mean
anything. Sure that's what it means, cologne.
It could mean...
That's it. We're done. I got to figure it out now.
No, but the point is, it could mean anything. It doesn't mean that it's a fight.
You can tell he's a defense attorney.
Hold on. Let's put the, it's 951.58. We're gonna keep that one for a spot someday.
We could.
Okay. Well, we're talking about gangs here. Former prosecutor in Tennessee and California, Todd Cuden, is opining. Now as a defense lawyer, let me finish.
I had a vision.
As a defense lawyer, what's that mean to bring your tools and leave your woman home?
You laugh, but listen to this.
Yes, we do.
But listen to this. The jury vote after the trial was 10-2 to acquit.
Right.
So that means that of the 12 people on the jury, 10 of them said,
they're bringing
bring your tools and leave your women at home doesn't mean...
I'll guarantee
we're going to go ahead and go for a fight.
I'm going to guarantee you those 10 said, it meant bring your cologne.
It meant bring fresh underwear.
That could be. It could mean bring your tools for carousing to keep yourself safe. I don't care. My point is, it doesn't mean that's going to be a fight.
Enough reasonable doubt was your point.
Absolutely.
Todd should have at least said something that's halfway normal, like, bring your tools so we can work on the motorcycles or something?
Hello.
But no. Yeah. But no. It's
bring your tools so we can fix our bikes and surprise our women.
We're having a swap meet.
Okay, that sounds even more ridiculous.
Look. I see Todd arguing. Can you see his argument? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is ridiculous. Hold on. Erase your tattoos, George, and let's cover up everything else. He's bringing his cologne, and he's leaving his girlfriend at home.
Well, that seems reasonable to me, Your Honor.
I'll tell you what, that makes more sense than bring your tools. We're going to have a good old-fashioned fix up our bikes in the parking lot of the restaurant corral.
Did the motorcycle gang know the names of the jurors? Because I would not be surprised if there was some intimidation of the jurors by simple fact of the volume of the motorcycle guys. Is that possible?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think so.
This was tried twice.
Dallas, though. It's a big, big city.
Yeah.
Big city.
Okay. It was tried twice, and the results of the second trial were 10-2 to acquit. Now, look, that brings up an interesting point about when does jeopardy attach? You know, you can't be tried for the same crime twice.
When Alex Trebek is talking
for felonies.
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about law.
For felonies or misdemeanors. Oh. You can't go to trial and have a verdict issued. You couldn't be found not guilty and then have them try you again to try to get you guilty in the same jurisdiction under the same rule of law.
Same statute.
Yes.
But if they have a hung jury, is that a verdict?
No, a hung jury is a mistrial.
Once again, now Denise is laughing.
We haven't gotten to that case yet.
That is a mistrial, and in a mistrial, the judge declares a mistrial, and you go back to square one.
Yeah, the DA makes a decision if they want to try it again. What was interesting about this case, too, is that it involved two different DAs, right? So the first DA made the decision to bring these cases and really just charge everybody with something, kind of approach, you know, throw everything there and see what sticks. He lost the election, and the second DA is the one that inherited this huge mess and this quagmire. They can't even prove what started the fight, because the person that started the fight will be the person more than likely that's guilty of something.
What about the police's role in randomly shooting into this melee? I mean, that also doesn't come out as the result of this.
No, and there were 130 of the bikers and other people that were involved filed civil lawsuits against the police, the DA's office.
130
civil lawsuits. And
wow.
They're very upset because a lot of them were not affiliated with any gang.
Hmm.
So you got to think of that, too, this particular place where these people all met up.
It's just a motorcycle hangout.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Motorcycles hang out. And so a lot of people were arrested, and they were labeled gangs, and they're very upset about it.
A lot of cologne stores there.
Actually,
a lot
there
of cologne
were, there were highway department workers
she
and so on.
You guys have to stop that, because
no, I mean,
I'm going to say something that you guys are going to regret.
No, there were highway department workers and so on.
I'm not going to regret anything that you said.
They weren't full-time bike guys. They were just highway department guys that rode their bikes on the weekend. Some of those guys were in there.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. So
exactly.
Right.
They were just all labeled part of a gang. And
probably smelled quite lovely there with all the cologne.
As nice as the beef jerky studio in here.
Well, we're going to find out what happens because they dropped everything. But it's not just that, the issue of money. Think about the cost for this the city or the county to pursue all these cases. Tens of millions of dollars, and they've got so many other cases probably going on. Isn't that correct, Todd? You see that? It's not that they don't want to. They can't. How can you afford to do that as a prosecutor?
Well, they spent a total of $1.3 million preparing for Carrizal's trial and investigating all the Twin Peaks cases. You know, at that point, if you spent $1.3 million and you come back and ultimately it's 10-2 to acquit from the jury, it's time to pack it in.
Well,
yeah, and Carrizal also said that he fired in self-defense, that the other gang came there with gun-proof vests and all that stuff, and they came for the fight, and he didn't. He was just acting in self-defense. So, I mean,
with this cologne.
Apparently, the ones who got the worst of it was the Cossacks, right? They had, what, how many, five pass away? Let's see, it was...
six were Cossacks.
Yeah, six were Cossacks that died, yep. And the rest were, I don't know, Bandidos, not even one died, I guess.
There was nine total that died. It was the deadliest shootout in Texas history.
We'll be back for our second hour.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Hour 2 is coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.